You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. So Jane, now we're into the summer.
Yes.
And we're going to do some numbers today. We're going to do the summer comparisons for the first 6 months of this year, 2023, as compared to prior years. And this time, we're going to do a role reversal. You're going to read some of the numbers, and I'm going to do the analysis and,
okay,
and the over big picture.
But so, don't expect a detailed report from me, because Ken always the detailed person. I'm always a big picture
person.
But
I do see you do have a piece of paper in front of you.
I didn't do the homework.
Which is a start. Usually you come to this show without any paper.
Today I do have to, in case I have to refer back to. You see, I wear my glasses too, because in case I have to read.
Right.
A lot of time, right, people, when anyone see my phone, they all laugh and shock. They said, oh my God, the character on your phone is huge. I know I can't read. I can't see now. My eyesight.
That's a sign of aging, right?
Oh, well, no. You're only as old as you feel, but my body still tell me I'm early 30, if possible, you know, mid 30, but my eyes telling me the true age. I'm not going to talk about it here.
There we go.
So, dig in the numbers.
So this show, we're going to start, you're going to give us the overview of the inventory, meaning the homes that are on the market and that have sold for the first 6 months of this year as compared to the prior, I guess, couple of years, right? Or up to
you know,
going back
Ken,
to that?
I would do a little differently today because, we're not going to talk about how many homes sold. The reason is I felt right, the media always try to grab your attention. If they tell you today is no news, guess what?
Nobody will watch the news.
Nobody will watch. And nobody watch TV, nobody watch news, nobody do nothing. Right. So they have to grab your attention. Recent weeks, I saw a lot of a big highlight, right, in the news and say the real estate, the closing down whatever the percentage and the home sold number is crashed. And, it is true, the sold number down, but it doesn't mean the market crashed,
right.
Because the last 6 months, the inventory is less. Say, for example, right, if you have 100 home for sale, right, and then you only sold 50, that would be truly the market is went down. But it's contrary. Last 6 months, the inventory went down so much. I mean, let's start the number, which I know you can't wait for me to start the number.
And then we can talk about the absorption, but that's a good point.
Right. There's absorption. Here we go. So 2023, the first 6 months, according to Central Jersey MLS, we just want to use Central Jersey because our station is Central Jersey, the MLS, right? First 6 months, the number compare with last year, 2022. I like to use percentage, Ken.
Yeah.
Because when you talk the numbers, sometimes it's harder for people to grasp, you know, on the radio and exactly what that means. So the percentage probably easier. So compare this year, 2023 to 2022, last year, the 6 months, the available home is a third decrease. It's only 66% of last year. That means the availability went down a third.
Right. So if there were three homes on the market last year for the first 6 months, there are only two homes on the market.
That's exactly.
This year.
So you know, if you look at the last 3 years, right, since the pandemic started, 2020, 21, 22 to 23, right, the first year, 2020, actually had the most availability homes. So at that time, they had over 27,000 in Central Jersey. That's for 2020. Okay. And 2021, the market went down, the availability went down 15% year to year. So 2021 compared with 2020, the 15% less, only 55% the availability. If you look at 2022 compared with 2021, which is marketed further went down, reduced availability by 19%. So the market has been down, you know, from 2020 to 2023. So if you look at the last 4 years number, right, if you compare 2023 with 2020, it's almost 50% less. So, you know, what's that telling you? It's telling you the very tight inventory at the moment. So if we discuss, which I'm not planning to discuss the sales number, right? If you look at a close number, if you're 50% down, which is not, if it's 50% down, which is just right because you're 50% yeah. less available.
So it's a logical conclusion that if you have less homes that are on the market, of course, the sales are going to drop by the comparative percentage.
Availability, yes.
Right.
So that's not a big thing.
So that's why the news sometimes when they say, oh, the home sales are down 50% as opposed to 4 years ago, the market is crashing. That's not the case. It's just the availability, the inventory has reduced itself. So the sold and the closed number reflects accordingly.
Absolutely.
That's nothing great.
I mean, which is, I think, is a great news. Last year in June 16th, right, when the Fed increased the rate 75 basis points that day, the market shocked. That day, the market jumped from mid five all the way to above seven. So in one single day, so the market definitely put a hold since the June 16th. So once again, right, this number, if we compare, right, so I mean, it's pretty much the market was very good last year this time. So I mean, that take that consideration. This is not an annual number. Is compared with 6 months from January to June, the last 4 years number.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you some data that's also encouraging. Despite the rising interest rates, the home prices have risen. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index showed that for March 2023, the home prices were 2% higher than for March 2022.
I mean,
so that's an encouraging thing that even with the interest rates going rising as they have, the pricing is either at least stable or if not stable has risen.
Yeah, I think a reason or not, can I have a different point of view. I don't believe personally you risen higher from last year, the highest point. I think personally, I could be wrong here. First of all, that number is nationally. And I felt in Central Jersey last year when June 16th that happened, the market stopped. And then between June 16th at the end of December, market somehow went down 5 to 10% because of that, because people were shocked. Once again, we are not here to discuss whether the Fed should raise or not should raise high or low. That's not our expertise. We're not here to talk about a financial, right?
And it was just a year later, Chairman Powell finally put the brakes on the halts.
Just a week and a half back
on June 14th, he said, nope, we're not going to raise the rates, but he left
But you know what? He called skip, whatever. But the end result is benefit to our client, regardless you seller or buyer. So the mortgage market is somewhat stabilized, which is a great thing, right? If you know what's going to happen, like now, the mortgage rate is going to be somewhat stable. They said maybe not a twice raise. So who knows if they say they maybe, but next year, most report we read was the market, the interest rate possibly going down. So whoever paid 7 or 6, they possibly can refinance. So which is good news for the buyers, right?
And here's another data that shows that nearly 92% of the U.S. homeowners have a mortgage rate below 6%.
Yes,
that's still pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think January this year, the market went back. So coming back to discuss the market, I think last year from June 16th to the end of the year, market is definitely went down 5 to 10%. Some cases a little more, some cases a little less. Depends on the market. A certain market is still hot last year, but the majority of the Central Jersey market did get affected in negative way. But January until now, the end of June, the market has went up to, you know, 5-10%. So in my opinion, so basically we pretty much went back where we were before. I mean, obviously the bidding war is not as strong as last year, between January to the end of May, early June, right? Last year I saw a lot of buyers just blank waive all the appraisal entirely. right? And home inspection as it is, information only. But this year, from January to now, most, I mean, I'm not saying every case, right? Because case by case, somehow still beat over 100,000 to 100,000. But case by case, generally speaking, the house sold at or a little bit more. So it's not as crazy as last year as far as the number. Another interesting
thing. But in comparison, though, it is still, given that the interest rates have risen, again, during COVID, it was artificially suppressed at record lows, which are really due to the pandemic. But given that the interest rates are in the 5 to 6%, you're still getting bidding wars is still not to the extent, and you're still getting a lot of competition on the homes because of the low inventory. So it is kind of parallel, just on a lesser scale of what happened the last two years.
Yes.
And the fact because it is still a seller's market due to the fact that the inventory is so low, so they don't have the other homes that they're competing with. It's supply demand. There's more demand than there is supply, so that makes it a seller's market.
Absolutely. I mean, like this year compared with last year, the 6 months, right? Most the buyer come back offer a waived appraisal is pretty much from the asking to whatever they over. Last year you say more like waived all the way, but this year the buyers have a little bit more control back to them, the buyer. And the second thing of I see often this year is a lot of buyers starting adding to their repair wish list, right? Which I haven't seen the last 3 years. But now there was quite a few come to my desk, right? There's like a one page, two page. Once I saw really like 30, 40 items. I mean, the seller was stunned, and the lawyer and I just like didn't know how to make out of it, right? So that's happening. But it's still, as you said, it's a seller market. And in both cases, and we had two recently this week, but in both cases, the buyer realized that's not going to work because the seller will cancel. Seller will put back on market, especially now the Fed didn't increase the rate. So there's a more buyer see it as a good news. They more buyer, come out.
So
to
that's
buy.
Quite interesting because everyone, I think a lot of the people predicted that the market would shift from a seller's market to a neutral market this year, given the higher interest rates, the rising interest rates. But that has not happened
that's interesting that it still remains
a seller's market.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design, is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448.
Attention all investors. A two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots, located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So Jane, we're going to continue discussing the market, and there's a lot of speculation with the prices rising. You know, are we in a bubble? Are we not in a bubble? Is the bubble, if we're in a bubble, when and if it's going to burst? So I think there's about five good reasons why we're not in a bubble.
First of all, Ken, let's talk about is the bubble or not, right?
I
don't think it is the bubble, but I feel the market always automatically correct itself up and down, just like a stock market, right? When you have quite a few years rally up, sometimes they have to go down and then go up again, down again. It's just cycle, business cycle. Like, you know, I think I truly think that the market will gradually go into its own cycle, which is means going down, but it's not
but
like
that's
a bubble.
Going to crash.
That yeah, that's not going to crash.
It's not going to crash. Or what happens with the bubble? They're
no.
insinuating that it's going to that when you pop it, it's going to burst.
Yeah, there's no burst.
And that's the whole thing. Of course, the market is cyclical, just like the stock market is. But one reason why is that a lot of homeowners are very comfortable in the situation they're in now because they're locked in a very low interest rate. Again, 92% of the people have an interest rate below 6%, according to the national data. And they have no need or urgency to sell. They have a lot of equity in their home, so they're very situated. Unless there's a motivation or a great need, they don't need to put their house on the market. They're comfortable. They can afford the payments. They may have a lot of equity in their house, and then there's no motivation for them to sell if they don't need to, because if they sell, they have to find something comparable. And then if they find something comparable and they have to take a mortgage, the mortgage rate's going to be higher than it was what they locked into.
You know, so, in a year or two, maybe the mortgage rate going down.
I'm saying right
maybe
now,
for 4 or 5%. I mean, as we all know, right, the 2.5 or 3%, that's because pandemic. I mean, if one day the interest go down 2.5, 3% again, we will truly worry about our economy, right? Why they want to go that down? Because they want to help to boost up the economy, the spending. So I think the healthy market in recent decades is around about 4 to 5. That's just always
so almost there, right?
Yeah,
now.
Always there. So that's why I think maybe in a year or two, maybe we'll go back to the per se norm. There's no norm, obviously, but it's kind of go back to pre-pandemic level, right?
Or somewhere in between the pandemic level and the current level,
yeah.
or a little bit lower than the current level. But
exactly.
But again, I think there's an adaptation that the buyers out there now are comfortable and are accepting of the interest rates being in the 5 to 6%.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that people are still closing and there's competition for the homes.
Yes.
So it's
they
really,
got used to it.
They get
you know?
Used to it, right?
Yeah.
They know it's the norm. Another factor that's why this is not going to be a collapse is that the credit on the buyers is much more tight since 2008. The lenders have tightened the credit, the whole analysis, the type of loans they give out. So you don't have that looseness with the loans that are out there. It's a much tighter
prime
process.
Mortgage happened last year, cycle. Like people sign their name, they can get money.
So the lending right. So the no loan, the no employment loan verifications, and all that. So there is a lot of evaluation and tightening that goes into lending.
So the current owner. Financial quality is much better. It's much, you know, much strong financial. Yeah.
Right.
Position.
Yeah. And complementing that, the third reason is that the mortgage delinquency rates are lower. And that coincides with the fact that the lending process is much tighter. And so obviously there's less mortgage that are delinquent. So less need for the banks to engage in foreclosure. And that whole process. So
I agree with you, Ken. And further from what you just said, right? Now the home value appreciate last 3 years like a 30 to 35% kind of thing on average. I'm not in Central Jersey area, right? So even you bought on a high. So now if you sell your home, you can definitely pay back the loan you owe. Maybe have a little bit left over for your renting or life arrangement. So that's also help.
First, and that relates to people having equity in the home now, which they didn't have necessarily in 2008, or they took the equity out because the money was so easy to borrow, and they put money, further money into, you know, vacations and things, and the home value went down, and it would just cause that whole massive collapse.
This time just opposite. This time it's like here's a little piggy bank here, right? So if you're really in trouble, you can refinance. You could just sell your home, pay all your debt, and still a little bit left over. So that's why the foreclosure is relatively low, you know, because the homeowner financial position is more strong, and plus the home appreciated, you know, more than the debt. So once they sell, they can get out with some leftover funding.
Right.
So that's why the foreclosure almost very rare in this market.
And these were, and this discussion kind of touches upon all the points. Like number four, we had broken down was the home equity is at an all-time high. So we're ready to cover that. But everybody likes to talk in terms of three reasons, four reasons, five reasons. Well, I've got a five reasons, and we kind of are covering them because they're interchangeable and they correlate to each other.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So homeowners have an incredible amount of equity as compared to 2008. Putting them, as we said, in good financial shape and allowing them to sell their property for a profit, which is now the case. And they can consolidate.
I mean, two, 3 years ago, a lot of clients, they already consolidated because the rate was like so low, 2.53%. A lot of homeowners refinanced it, paid down their car loan, paid their personal credit card. They already did all that. So that enhanced the current homeowner's financial position too. So everything what you mentioned so far, all the 4 points, go hand with hand. It's like helping each other, helping, you know, every perspective of the current homeowner financial strain.
Right. And in my opinion, number five is truly the most important reason why the housing market is not going to have a bubble and collapse. The housing market is starved for inventory. Inventory is at an all-time low. And with no inventory, the pricing will remain pretty much what it is at high.
Yes.
It's not gonna spiral down. If we had excessive inventory, that would force pricing to drop because there's more inventory, so you want to get rid of
supply
something.
And
so supply and demand.
Yeah. That's
really, I think, the driving force. The other ones are all good reinforcement reassurances why the market is stable, but the low inventory being at an all-time low.
That's the key.
And why is it an all-time low? It kind of goes hand in hand because the reason.
The four reasons.
Well, at least the reason, because a lot of homeowners are financially comfortable in the house they're in because they have it at a low interest rate or low mortgage rate, and they have no incentive to want to leave to sell because the interest rates are higher. So unless there's a necessity to move because of job, family, or health other issues. So it's kind of hand in hand. The inventory is low because there's no incentive to move.
You want a swimming pool and refinance your home and get one. You want a big kitchen. You want a big great room, sunroom, and you could refinance at that time and get one.
Right. So as complicated as the economy may be and how everything is tied in with inflation, a lot of it is the basics. Yes. We repeat this so many times, but supply demand is really the driving force for anything, any economic decisions or pricing.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes it's like why the thing's worth. It's not. I always tell people. People ask me how much my house was. I said, you know, what's the difference if you ask me last year, June 17th versus this year, June 17th? The reason is last year, June 16th went up 75 basis points. The market stopped. So suddenly overnight, the buyer stopped. So the market, so your house was less, not because of anything, because the market stopped. So this year, they didn't raise the rate, they skip or not skip, whatever you call it, but they didn't raise the rate. So the buyer have a more confidence, they all came out, want to see a house, want to buy a house. So therefore, your house worth a little more. It's all supply and a demand. That's it. Very simple.
Yeah. And I think I think in terms of Chairman Powell's recent June 14th speech, I think a lot of the market has kind of calmed down on what he does because he's already the worst of it is already
over.
Done. The shock and the awe. And now it's whether or not he raises it another quarter point it doesn't matter. And he laid off on it this past time. But it's really not. There's the market isn't as fearful of what the Fed will do. That's a better way
absolutely.
To put it.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, the market has been very stable at the moment. So I think this summer will be very different from last summer. Last summer, July, August, since June 6th, 17th, the market stopped. So July, August was very quiet. But I think this year, July, August, possibly still busy because whatever the inventory there, the buyer still interested to buy. So that's a good news for both seller and the buyer. So the good news for real estate market, yes.
Right. And then it's going to depend upon the economy, as you said. He cooled off at the economy, depending how the economy goes, and otherwise future rate hikes are likely if the economy doesn't continue to cool, meaning if the spending doesn't come down.
Ken? I feel right. The real estate is very much like, you know, operating a sailboat. Okay. And we cannot control economy. We cannot control interest rate. There's a lot of things unknown and uncontrollable.
Well, you can control the economy if you start spending money and get everybody to spend money, and you go out dining out. I mean, there is a certain amount because the economy is made up of the individuals and the spending and the buying.
So I agree, but disagree.
We can control it on a micro level.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
Very with a local on a local level, but not on the
national
level.
I agree. But I said what I mean. Sorry, let me clarify it. As a single seller, homeowner, or buyer. We really in hand of everyone out in the environment, right? So you have navigated just like, you know, sailboat. You don't, you know, you have to use that wind and pressure and go forward. Maybe the wind against you, but there's a sweet spot. You have to navigate.
And try not to throw up when you got
yeah, last time you got me thrown.
Yeah, that's sailboat.
True.
If you haven't sailed it, you have to get
on sailboat, by the way. You know, that's if you're not used to it, that's not a good thing.
It won't be smooth sailing.
That's right. But I mean, the thing is, right, in real estate, same thing. Regardless what market, consult a professional. And then the real estate agent, we should be skilled. We should be able to understand the market, helping our seller and buyer, regardless which side. We have to educate our client and inform them the current situation and help them to understand and managing the process through. So that's very important. You know, in order to do that, we have to understand, you know, ourselves and keeping improving our skills. So that's the key. As an agent, it's not just open the door. It's not just you hire me, sell your home, I put on MLS. No, it's much more for it. So you will have as an agent, it's absolutely our job to help our client to do our best for them.
And in future shows, we're going to actually break down the whole process in detail and cover those discussions about the whole buying process from the buyer perspective, as well as take the angle from the seller perspective. So there's quite a bit the agent has to do. Mm-hmm. And one of it is being knowledgeable and informed on the pricing and knowing how to advise your client and the strategy if you represent the seller or the buyer.
Or the buyer, yeah.
To be very knowledgeable.
Yeah, you have to be very good at like a project management, you know, step by step, have to hold your client's hand and help them to go through the process.
Absolutely. Yes. All right, Jane, very good. Thank you for providing the numbers. We're just about out of time.
And have a great summer.
Have a great summer. We'll see everyone next week.